Welcome to the Gracefully Said podcast. We'll be diving into dilemmas, juicy hot topics, and much more. We've even got some sweet, sweet gems for the men too. From relationship dramas to life decisions that you overthink at 2 a.m., no topic is off limits. We also take calls from you, our listeners, helping you deal with your issues on the spot. Unfiltered, honest, and always gracefully said. And every now and again, we will have some sweet special guests who bring fresh perspectives and even hotter takes. We're also on YouTube, where you can catch myself and friends' reactions live and see every side eye, gasp, and jaw drop in real time. Tune in every Tuesday for a brand new episode of Gracefully Said, where the tea is piping hot, but is always served with grace. Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Gracefully Said. I am your beautiful host, Baby G. You know of me. I'm sure you know of me. If you don't know, go and Google. So we're just going to go into this week's video, which is going to be our hot topics. Are you ready? Let's go. My first question on the hot topics is dating multiple people at once. Do I think that this makes sense? I mean, in different scenarios, I think it works. Some people might argue, but I think maybe, you know, in different situations, it might help. I feel like you need to know your intention. If you are, you know, just a babe that you still need to like date, you're dating, trying to get to know new people, I think having a little sugar dumpling on the side is not, it's not a bad thing. But obviously, if you're in a relationship and the other person doesn't know what you're doing, that means you're a cheater. That means you're cheating. That means you're a bitch. So I think we need to, you know, there has to be like a medium. If you are dating and you're trying to get to know certain people and you want to know like what your flavors are, what kind of vibes you go for, then I think dating multiple people is allowed. But if you're doing it to be a big bitch, then I suggest, you know, I don't think it's ethical then. I think you're just a witch, because that's basically cheating. So yeah, no, I do think that could be misleading. Anyway, moving on. Boundaries. How soon is it too soon to set them? You have to set your boundary from the get-go, from the start. We have to set those boundaries so that people don't take the piss. Because generally, I feel like when there are no boundaries, people misbehave, people have diabolical behavior. So when you set your boundary, everybody can shut the fuck up. Everybody knows their level. Everyone knows their limit. Everyone knows where they're supposed to be placed. But outside of that, I think if you don't set the boundaries, people will take the piss out of you. So set the boundaries and make sure that they're high. And I think it could be in any, like, I don't know, I guess this is a relationship pod. So I would say having a boundary in a relationship just stops rubbish, stops rudeness, stops disrespect. You have to have them. So it's like, because I don't know, men like to lie and say, oh, well, I didn't know this was your boundary. Or you have to say, let it be known, share it, tell the other person, I'm not going to take this from you. Yeah, I feel like boundaries are imperative, period. Long distance dating, worth it? Or are you setting yourself out to fail? I've dated some guys long distance before. I don't, it just depends. I think it works for some, it doesn't work for others. I need to be able to see you. I want to see what the hell you're doing. I want to be able to pull up on you. You know, me, I like to know what the hell my man is doing. So I think long distance, you can't really be doing, I don't know, you can't see what they're doing. And I have to see what you're doing. But I feel like if you have patience to tolerate it, then that's fine. But if you're like me, you don't have to tolerate it, don't try it. Because I'm that type of person that if you piss me off from far, I'm going to fucking sit that plane. I'm going to fucking find you, bitch. So yeah, I feel like it depends. I think I've seen people who have had successful long distance relationships and it's worked out. But if you're weary like me, you're a psycho like me, and, you know, I'm just going to pull up on their motherfucking ass, yeah, then maybe no. Okay, moving on. So marriage pressures, timelines, ultimatums, and societal expectations. This one, especially in my own culture, is kind of like a mad one, because, you know, by now they would have been telling me that you need to go and marry somebody now. Like, you're too old, go and marry someone. But sometimes I sit back and wonder, those aunties that are saying it, are they married? I'll leave that there. But but yeah, there is such a pressure, especially if you're, you know, from my culture. By now, they'll be telling you and they'll be looking at you, telling you, go and get married, go and find a man, go and settle down, whatever. But, you know, I feel like as time and as I'm nearing, you know, I'm getting older. I didn't even like to use that phrase. Getting older just pisses me, that word pisses me off. But, you know, maturing, getting mature and, you know, like you start to realize that marriage just ain't it. I'm not gagging for it. I should be, but I'm not gagging for it. I don't know whether it's just me, but like, I like peace, and it's very peaceful without, I don't want to say without a man, but you know, I like a quiet life. I don't have to, I sleep on my bed peacefully knowing that I'm not looking, running helter skelter, looking at my man's phone, checking where he is. Look, because I'm crazy. You know, some people are not crazy like me, but me, I'm a bit crazy. So I get to sleep peacefully. And that peace, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. So yeah, I think, yeah, there is a pressure, but who gives a fuck? Who cares? You know, if your life is easier just because you don't have to be in that forced marriage, then be single and enjoy your life. Like, I'm not saying I will not get married, and I'm not saying that women shouldn't get married, and I'm not saying that, you know, because obviously there are so many beautiful marriages out there, but there are also some marriages that are hellfire. So I mean, you know, for someone to take me and snatch me off the road, I don't know, it's gonna take a great man. So we'll see what that says. But yeah, my advice on marital pressures, don't give a shit. And if any of those aunties are disturbing you, just say, don't say that. But yeah, you know what I'm trying to say anyway. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be so pressured. If you find someone who's amazing, you want to settle down with, go on with it. If you want to stay single and be single, you know? A lot of us are enjoying ourselves. Don't let them tell you that single people are pained. We're not pained. We are relaxed. We're chilling. We're witting. Timelines or ultimatums. So if basically someone's saying that, marry me or fuck off, is that basically, yeah, marry me or go to hell, marry me or then you fuck off. Marriage should not be by force. Marriage shouldn't be a cage. It shouldn't be a shackle. So I think if they're giving you an ultimatum and you're not ready to get married, then see yourself out. It's not by force. Nobody's forcing you. Nobody's clenching you. So you have to, I feel like marriage is such a union that I think people haven't really deep that it's supposed to be forever. It's not when I get fed up of you. It's not when I'm tired of you. It's not, I look on the bed, I say, you're not cute anymore. I don't fucking like you anymore. It's not about that. It's about being able to go through those tough situations and still being able to be together. And unfortunately, I'm just, because I don't know, I'm a bit too fast. If I see anything, I'm out. So I don't know. I always wonder that, is marriage for me, guys? I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I think when it comes to the ultimatum vibes, there shouldn't be an ultimatum with marriage. It's a very difficult situation, like, to agree to. So you have to be sure, you know? And I think that's what we're really missing about marriage these days. Because I think when I was younger, I used to see, especially these aunties that I'm mentioning, they, whether their man, their husband beat them, they stoned them, they abused them, they still stay there. So, you know, we're not in that situation now in 2026. You know, we're now in a situation where people have options and they don't give a shit. They would divorce your ass. They would divorce your ass. So, you know, I mean, I don't have anything to say. Okay, society expectations. I don't give a shit what anyone has to say. I'm peaceful. I'm living my life. I'm enjoying my life. So I feel like it doesn't matter what society is saying. A lot of things that we're seeing that is society based, everybody's in, people are in sadness. People, someone right there has just posted Instagram that she's in love, but she goes home and her man is slapping her head. So, babes, I'm not in a rush. If my lover boy is watching this, hello, darling, I love you. Come when you want to come. If you don't want to come, it's okay. I'm still enjoyment. I'm still enjoying. Love you. Next. Dating in your 30s better than your 20s. How does it differ? This is a nice question. Who made this? This is you. I like this question. Dating in my 30s. You see what? Yeah. Let me come closer. Dating in my 30s has been nothing but a beauty. When I was 20, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. What was I even doing? Did I even know how to kiss? Did I even know how to kiss? Now, as a 30-year-old in my 30s, like, I just feel so sexual and sensual and, you know, I know what I'm doing, okay? Do with that what you will. But I know what I'm doing. I feel comfortable in my life, who I am as a woman. You know, I feel like you only really know true yourself in your 30s. When I was 20, I don't even know. Did I even know what I was doing? I don't know. So I feel like being in my 30s, I just feel like I'm a lot more mature. Like, I can identify an idiot, a bastard. I can identify anything. Like, I'm rock solid. I'm bulletproof. I can spot anything that doesn't make sense. So, yeah, I think now as a woman, I just think, yeah, we just know what 30-year-olds, we know what's good, you know? And trust me, anyone that's under the age of 30, I know you love, yeah. But trust me, when you get to 30s, when you really, really know who you are as a woman, you can identify nonsense. You know what's right for you. You know what you want. You know what you won't accept. You know what you will not tolerate. You just know everything. You know, you can assess the situation and you can throw any bitch to the beans. Period. Sex timing, waiting versus no rules. I don't like this question. You know, I don't really like to talk about sex. I don't like to talk about sex. Who put this question there? This is a tough one because I have to split it. I can't answer this. You know, I got a different answer for my girls that are like in their 20s as opposed to my 30-year-old girls. So let me split it. So if you're below the age of 30 and you're in your 20s, I want to say more of like 18 to like 25, you don't need to do any sex. You don't need to do any sex, okay? Close it. You don't need to do it. And why I'm saying that is because looking back in hindsight, all of those guys in the 20s, they're buffoon. They're morons. They're all still trying to figure out what they like. You know, some of them we don't even know. Maybe they like men. You won't even know because you're too young to assess the situation. So I think when you are that young, you just face your books. Look for your book. Go to school. Go and learn you shouldn't even bother yourself. You can date, but I feel like between 18 and 25, I wouldn't bother. That boy that you're shaking about, he's not going to be there when you're 30. He's not going to be there. You're going to have a new spec. So I'd say before that age, anything anyone is saying to you around that age is never really going to be accurate. I know someone's going to say, yeah, but my boyfriend, excuse me, give it a couple of time. It's not going to be that. Nobody really, I mean, some, maybe like 10% stay with the people that they were with when they were younger. But majority, after you leave school, you leave uni, whatever, you're with a new painting. So, you know, if you can hold on to it, you can hold on to the vagina. Hold on to your legs. Hold on everything. Clench it together. Leave college with your dignity. That's what I'll say. Now, so my girls that are 30, this one's going to be a bit. Should I answer honestly or true? I can lie, but I can also say this. Let me say the truth, okay? So as a 30-year-old, yeah, I don't think, no, let me split this as well. I don't think it matters. And why I say I don't think it matters is because I think we've been sort of taught, I've been sort of taught that, you know, when you have sex with someone, that sort of determines how they treat you. And I'm here to tell you, baby, that's not fucking true. It's not true. I think even if you do things the right way, you wait, you say, okay, I'm going to leave you for 6 months. I'm not going to give you any sex for 1 year. I'm not going to, the outcome could be worse anyway. Some people, they will wait for you, but they also still got one snack that they're chopping on the weekend. But they will lie to you and say, baby, I'm waiting for you. No, they're not. So I just think if you want to and you're grown to understand what's sort of happening and et cetera, then go for it. It's not going to make any difference whether you do it on the first day or the last day. I really don't think so. I don't know. Whether you do it the first night, I've never done the first night, so shut the fuck up. But whether you do it the first night or whether you do it, it's not going to make any difference. It's kind of better for you to find out earlier than waiting and holding all, clenching all your vagina together, suppressing everything forever. And then you end up giving it to him. Then you now find out all this information about what's the point? What's the point? I'm telling you, it's going to hurt you more if you hold it. It's going to hurt you more if you hold it. So it's better that you just release yourself, enjoy yourself. And that's just what I think. I don't know. Is that bad? Is that bad advice, guys? Is that bad advice? No. You see? They know. So yeah, I'd say, yeah, if you're 30, it doesn't make much difference. Just enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. Don't think too much about it. Yeah, if you're older, you're in your 30s, like, don't think too much about if I go and do it, he's going to look at me like that. A man's going to think whatever he's going to think, you know? It's only whether he's in a point, like, he's in his life ready to settle down, you know? Regardless of whether a man that loves you anyway, is not going to say, oh, well, because we had sex 2 days when we got to know each other. It doesn't determine the outcome, is my point. Obviously, don't go opening everywhere. I never said, but I'm just saying, like, does it really matter? Not really, you know? But anything younger than that, I beg of you in the name of Jesus, don't look at it based off of, okay, well, you know, he told me he loved me. He's going to be telling every baby he loves them. He's going to tell everybody he loves them. That, you know, 18, 19, 22. I can't tell you how many men have told me they love me before I reach 18. And where are they? Nowhere to be found. So yeah. It doesn't really matter, is my point. Age gaps, when do and don't they matter? Well, I feel like this is self-explanatory. You should never be eyeballing someone who is 18 and you're... I've heard some guys that be saying they're 37 and they're 37 or 40 and the girl they're dating just turned 18. I think that's a paedophilia. That's paedophile. So I think if you're 20, in your 20s, I think the oldest person that you should probably date would probably be maybe like 30. I feel like that's the oldest, like 30. I think 10 years is okay. It is a bit like, to me, in Yoruba, they call that type of thing agbaya. That means you're too old to be, go and face your age mate. But I know that girls around that age, they really like the whole, oh, he's older than me. So I think 30 is like kind of ideal. It's not too far off, but I think obviously be over the age of 18 to do that. Anything younger than that, you're a paedophile. Because I don't even know why a younger girl younger than 21 is even a 21-year-old, I feel like that's still, for me, I feel like it's so young. So yeah, any girl under the age of 21 should stick in the 20 area. So I would say if you're 18, maybe you can date someone who's like 25. I don't think that's too far-fetched. But like if you're, you know, a grown-up adult, 40-year-old man, you shouldn't be looking at someone who's 21. You're a pervert. I just don't know how that even remotely excites you. So, yeah. Then for the girls that I would say my age, to be honest, my age, I don't think that there's a limit. I don't think there's a limit. I think, because I've gone past the stage, I think as you grow older, you get past certain stages of like, is this man too old? It's kind of like what we're looking for now is, are you a man? Can you provide? Are you a head of a household? You know, that's the type of stuff we're looking for. We're not looking for, you know, looks per se and things like that. No, we're looking for, can you be a husband, you know, type shit. So I don't think there's a limit. I think you can go to 60. I think you could go to 60 now, but you know, if he's doing what he said he's gonna do, I mean, I'm not gonna see my friends, like if I saw my 34-year-old friends with a 60-year-old man, I would be like, whoa. But if he's looking after you, you know, he's looking after you, he's looking after his children, he's faithful. Those 60-year-old men, I know they're faithful. Because I don't know where you wouldn't be taking that Granny Willy up and down. I don't think so. I think you'd be quite happy to stay with a 34-year-old. So I don't even mind. I don't mind all the granddaddies, you know. If you're doing the right thing, why not? It's better than sticking to your own age and they're cheating up and down and misbehaving. You might as well go for the granddaddy and let the granddaddy show you what's up. Period. Women dating younger men. I'm here for it. I'm here for women dating younger men. I think if that is your vibes, then go for it. I think you can. I don't see anything wrong with you having a little toy boy. And I really feel like girls that maybe they've established themselves and they're really tired of men their age, that they just cheat up and down. You know, when you have a little toy boy, they will listen to you. They will do as they're told. If I tell you, go and sit down, you go and sit down. Maybe I need to find one of them. Maybe I need to find like a little 25-year-old. Or come and show mommy something. So guys, I hope you loved the hot topics. Now let's move on to the dilemmas.
He's perfect, except he won't commit. I've been seeing a guy for 6 months. He texts every day. We go on dates and he met my friends, but he refuses to call me his girlfriend. When I ask where this is going, he says he's just seeing how things feel. Am I being impatient or am I wasting my time?
Well, first of all, he's not perfect. How can that person be perfect? How can that person be perfect? How? Any man that doesn't click, I wish someone told me this when I was younger, yeah. Any man that doesn't want to claim you, they don't want to claim you, they don't want to be seen next to you, they don't want you near them, they're not serious about you. If they are hiding you, that means they don't want nothing to do with you. Please help me read the sentence again.
He's perfect, except he won't commit. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing a guy for 6 months. Mm-hmm. He texts every day, we go on dates, and he's met my friends, but he refuses to call me his girlfriend. When I ask where this is going, he says he's just seeing how things feel. Am I being impatient or am I wasting my time?
I also think as it depends on the age of this person. It really depends on the age, because if you're like, I don't know, if you're like in your 20s and you think in 6 months the person needs to be committed, I think that's also kind of mad as well, because the time is very, oh no, the time is quite short. So you could give it a couple more, you know, give it a couple more months if you're not in your 30s. I feel like it's a bit fast, you know. Sometimes when men come on too fast as well, you don't really, it's kind of like a bit of a red flag. I think you need to give stuff like that time, because I mean, if you're older than that age as well, it kind of also applies. I think 6 months is very short. It's a short amount of time to commit. But then one could say, you know, men know what they want. So if he feels that within this 6 months, you're his wifey, then, you know, it depends. But like, if he's given no forms of, I want to commit to you, he's got one baby girl somewhere. I'm telling you, he's got one hot baby girl somewhere. Sorry to, you know. He's probably weighing out his options, seeing what works for him, seeing if it works or doesn't work for him. But I would suggest, if this was me, I would throw him in the bin. And my reasons for throwing him in the bin is because I'm at that age now where that I don't really, 6 months to me is enough to tell if I want to keep someone or throw your ass in the bin. But if you are younger, if I was in my younger 20s, then maybe I will give him a bit more time to see what happens in the next like 5 months or so. So yes, that's what I think about that, to be fair.
She checks my phone as a joke. My girlfriend sometimes grabs my phone and scrolls through my messages, laughing it off as if she's teasing.
Mm.
I don't have anything to hide, but it makes me uncomfortable. Is this a red flag or am I overreacting?
If you don't have anything to hide, open your phone. Let's see. Open that phone. Let's see. If you don't have anything to hide, open the phone. Let's see. Let's see what's there. I think it's a red flag. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I really encourage you. See, I used to be one of those girls. I used to be those girls. Don't look for his phone. Don't check the phone. Don't do this. We'll give him some privacy. Men don't need privacy. They need us to jump on them. They need us to trample on them. Not trample, step on them, but they need that. They need to be frightened a bit, you know? So I feel like you shouldn't make it a consistent thing. I don't think you should consistently be, oh, let me check my man's phone. No, it's not. Every now and again, you can open it. Yeah, what the fuck is the problem? I think there should not be an issue. Yes, sorry.
But this is the man.
This is the man.
Asking if it's a red flag that his girlfriend is checking.
He's mad. He's mad. Oh, he's mad. It's not a red flag for a woman to look through anyone's phone. I think if a woman wants to look at her man's phone, he should open that phone and see. He's the red flag for not wanting to open it. I don't believe in the checking the phone consistently. I also don't. It depends on what she's looking for, too, because I'm also really sensitive about messages between me and my personal friends, or messages between me and my friends or my family, my mom. Like, why should my man be looking at those conversations? However, I do think that if she's looking to check whether there's someone that you shouldn't be talking to, she has every right to open that phone. So I don't think she's the red flag. I think he's the red flag. If you ain't got shit to hide, you open it. You open it. So yeah.
So how would you feel if it was vice versa and your man was doing that to you?
Checking my phone. He can't check it. You will see all the baby boys that are looking for me. I even want you to check it. So you know that the all the hot cakes that are in my DMs, that they will replace your ass if you misbehave. If you don't have anything to hide, there should be no issue. And if he's a good man, he's not going to, you should know that he's not going to go through things he shouldn't be going through. He's just checking, like, he just might maybe roaming. It's in a relationship, you must roam every now. Let me roam. Who is talking to my baby? You know, crazy. Let me just quickly open one or two and see what are you doing there. Like, I don't think it's a bad thing. If my mom wants to check my phone, he can check it. If he has good reason for, you know, just checking it, he can check it. You can see all the specs that are there wanting to snatch your girl. Sorry. So yeah, he's the red flag. Yes.
She only calls when she's falling apart. My friend disappears for weeks, then reappears in crisis mode, venting, crying, and needing support. Once things improve, she vanishes again.
Mm.
I care about her, but I'm exhausted.
Mm.
How do I set boundaries without feeling cruel?
Friendship is a very sensitive topic for me, because I believe that I'm that type of friend that I will tell you the truth, right? But no matter rain, storm, anything, I will always be there. So regardless, if I'm telling you the same shit all the time and you're repeating it, I will always be the friend there. I will cuss you. Don't get me wrong, I'll cuss you and tell you about yourself, but I want to be that friend that no matter what the situation or the circumstance is, I want you to always come to look for me if you need me. And I want that door to always be open. So I think if you're a friend that is looking at like her behavior and looking at it more of like it's stressing you out, then maybe that's not your friend. Because if you're really someone's friend and you really love them, yeah, I mean, you can tell them about themselves, but ultimately it's their decision to make. So you just need to be there supportive, whatever the circumstance. Now, am I blabbing a lie or am I blabbing not the answer to the question?
But I think her issue is that she comes to her with her problems, but then she helps her. And mm-hmm. then when she's good, she doesn't hear from her. She's basically saying she only comes to her
for help.
For help. And she's...
What kind of help is it?
It doesn't say.
Well, that's not great, is it? What kind of help is it? Is it financial help? I don't know. I'm just a different thing. Like, I just don't... I don't know. I just think I'm that type of friend. I don't give a shit what it is. Just if even if I've told you and you've gone away and I've helped you, the fact that I'm still here to help you, I'm happy to help you. Like, I don't... Unless you're not my friend, then I'll be irritated. That's the point. You're using keywords as friends. So if you're my friend, no matter what the situation is, I will always help you, even if you're irritating me.
But what happens if your friend gets the help from you, but then you don't hear from her for 2 months until the next time?
What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? I'm Jesus' disciple. I'm Jesus' disciple. So I don't know what it's like. It's like, babes, it's like giving a homeless person money and you're thinking, oh, he's probably going to take that and go and put that, stick that heroin up his finger, up his arm. That's not my business. I'm giving it to you because I want to help you. What you choose to do with it, whether she used took that money or took that help and went to go and use it to do 5G, that's not my business. But I will always be the friend because I'm Jesus' daughter. I'm Jesus' daughter. So I'm going to help, period. And yeah, like I said, unless she's like someone I don't like, which would not classify her as a friend, or maybe she's an associate who is overstepping her boundary, whatever, that then maybe you will hear I'm irritated. But if you're my friend, if you come to me multiple times, billion times, I will cuss you out, shout at you. If you go away, try to figure out your life, come back to me, it's fine. As long as my friend is okay, you're breathing, you're healthy, your life is cool, you're okay. You took my money, you ran away. It's okay. I'm Jesus' disciple. So no, I'm actually being for real. No, for real, for real. Yes? Have I answered it? Okay, cool.
I've found out I'm a side piece.
Mm.
I've been dating someone for 3 months and just discovered through Instagram that they have a long-term partner. When I confronted them, they said their relationship is basically over. Do I walk away or give them time to sort it out?
This is the type of L you just take to the grave with you. If you find out that you're a side piece, this is the type of L that you you don't make too much noise. You don't make too much noise. You close it up. You close your mouth. Listen, it's better to be a wifey than to be a side piece. So if nobody is taking you as their wifey and you're now finding that you're the side piece, it's better that you just shush, yeah, and go your business, go your way. Because what happens is that whoever he's still dealing with, he's still very much into that person. He's still very much into that person. So you have to talk to yourself. Only you and your creator can have this discussion and say, you know what? This guy has forfeited me to the sidelines. Let me just keep quiet and go my business. That's the only way I can advise that. Side pieces, just go to the side and be short and be quiet. Okay, guys, so we're just going to take some dilemma calls. You know, I love hearing from you lot. I love taking your calls. So yes, this is the moment where I get to hear from you. We get to chinwag and I get to hear all the gossip.
Hello.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, I've got babe. A dilemma for you. Oh, hey. Okay? Good.
I love your voice. You're so
such
lovely.
A
really
sweet girl. Oh, baby girl, talk to me. Have you got a dilemma today you would love to share?
I do. I just asked, how do you get motivation to go to the gym? Because I need to go, but I feel so lazy.
Babes, I'm joining you. I'm the same as you. I swear to God. This morning, I just said to myself, Grace, you're getting fat. Or long. The Christmas period, ate everything. I chocolate everything. I'm now wide and big back. But one...
No, I don't believe that. You have a lovely figure.
Thank you so much. But let me tell you what. I feel like when you wake up in the morning, it starts from your mind. I can't lie. The only couple times I rise to the gym is when I'm like, put on all my clothes, even if they don't make sense. I will now march to the gym like that, regardless. You can't pay out a vibes. You can't just do anything anyhow. You gotta just give yourself some momentum. Where you're, it doesn't matter, even if it's joggers, just put it on and jump to the gym. Listen, the gym, there's some sexy people in the gym. That should be your motivation.
Yes,
there are one or two hot specs. But I don't know. Between me and you, though, it's giving poverty. It's like there's muzzle everywhere. But do you have money to buy me Chanel? I don't know. So yeah, I feel like your motivation for sure. Just grab anything and go. Grab anything, any trouser, any top. Just put it on and go. But listen, I didn't lie to you. Me too. I'm also trying to push myself to go to the gym. We must not be big back this summer.
It's true.
No, but thank you so much for pulling.
Thank you, Grace.
You too, honey. Bye. Lovely to talk to you. Bye.
Hi.
I heard some spicy babies calling from the US. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you perfectly well.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Christy.
And you're calling from?
Texas.
You're calling from Texas?
Yes, I am.
Wow, you spent your money on me today. Tell me, what's your dilemma today?
Okay, my dilemma is boy problems.
Oh yeah, gist me, baby. I want to hear. Okay. I want to be there. I want to be there for you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I'm listening.
So the problem is that me and him have been talking since 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that, like, the first time we met each other, he was so nice and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, he now left my school.
Okay.
And when he now left my school, I was like, that's weird. He didn't even tell me anything that he was leaving. That's crazy and stuff like that. So
okay.
He left. I asked around. I was like, wow, this guy literally left without telling me anything. And we're on a good ride and stuff
okay.
like that.
Okay.
So and
wait, pause. How was your? It was the age because you said school. What was your age first?
I'm 21. But okay. Back then I was 19.
Okay. I'm getting. Oh yeah, continue.
He now left the school, and then when he now left the school, I was asking around. I was like, "What's going on? That where is he at?" And they were like, "Oh, he left and stuff." And I was like, "That's crazy."
Mm-hmm.
And then just to find out, like a month later, he pulls up and he now has a Valentine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was like, that's actually crazy. So I blocked him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we now had like a whole school function 3 months later.
Okay.
And I heard that he got into an accident.
Okay.
And I felt so sad. I was like, oh my gosh, that it was a life threatening accident. So
wow.
I called him and then he didn't pick up. I texted him.
Mm-hmm.
He now texted me back the next day saying, oh, he's fine. So that's how we started talking again.
Okay.
And then after that, like, we'll see once in a while, but most of the time, he just wants to get his hair done. That's why he comes.
Uh-uh.
To get his hair done.
So you're good at doing hair. So he like just uses you for braid up. Okay, continue.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So after that happened, my friends were like, keep in mind, I have this one friend. Her name is Esther.
Mm-hmm.
She was always like, just leave him. Like, he's just using you. Like, stop talking to him and stuff like that. But I was like, anytime he comes over, he's always like, making me feel like I'm the only one there. Like, I'm the only one being seen and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that, but they have some homeboys. They were like, he has never come to me to talk about you, but he talks about
you.
The other girl that he gave Valentine gift to.
Okay.
Then I was like, that's crazy because of he doesn't talk about the other girl to me, which is understandable, but it's like I don't know. It's like I truly did feel like I was the only one. I'm not gonna lie. Even though I heard from other people that he was talking to other people, whenever he comes to me, it like feels like I'm the only one. I don't know if you understand why.
Of course, I know what you mean. Of course.
Like, I really be on your TikTok, like just listening to what you be saying, like how you be like calling me a fool and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, dang, like. But at the same time, it's like. Whenever I now see him, I forget all of that.
So tell me, what was your main... Okay, so with all this stuff that you told me, what's your question now? Mm-hmm. I want to hear your question first.
So my question now is that, do you think, like me believing him all those times makes me fool because of his, like, he always said that he didn't want a relationship, but he will come over, he will stay the whole day, and he'll be telling me how much he missed me and stuff like that. Do you feel like I was a fool for, like, believing him? Because now I've blocked him off of everything now. But it's like, I just keep
you're still feeling,
like,
you're feeling.
Maybe he's just... Yes, I feel bad because...
No, you finish your sentence. Maybe he's just... You said maybe he's just something.
Like, maybe he's just going through a lot right now.
Okay.
And, like, he's not really ready for a relationship.
Okay. So, do I think you're a fool?
I don't know.
Is that the question you asked me?
Yeah.
Do I think you're a fool? Okay, now, you know I'm happy because you said that you've watched my things, right? You've watched me.
Yeah.
Are you Yoruba? Where are you from?
Yeah. Wait, how did you...
Are you Yoruba?
I'm from Nigeria.
You're Nigerian, yeah, but what part are you from? You're laughing. What part are you from?
I'm from.
If you say Yoruba, what should be upset? Go on. Are you Yoruba?
Yes, I'm from Akuku.
Okay, first of all, I'm happy you said you watch me because you know what I would say. The thing is, yeah. I'm not. One thing I will tell you is that it's not that you're a fool, and I'll tell you why you're not a fool because you're only 21 years old. And you're going to see, this is going to be first of many situations you will see in your life because I'm 34. So I feel like I've been through some trenches in terms of like relationships that I can advise you. Because if I go back to that 21 year old, you know, the first thing I would say, I wouldn't give a hell about any of these relationships that I used to think were something. And I think it feels so heavy to you like, oh my gosh, I need to be with him. I need to see him. Is he the right person? It feels like that because you're still really young. Do you understand? But he's going to be one of many different people you will date in your life. Or you think this is the only bobo you will talk to? Is this the only one you think you'll talk to? Because it's not.
No.
Of course not. Can you imagine now you're 21? Do you know how many boyfriends you might have before you reach my age? So you can't look at it like you're definitely not a fool. You're a young girl and you're exploring situations. But the only thing I will say to you is don't be so gullible because you're trying to say, you know, maybe he's going through a lot. Everybody's going through a lot. Are you not going through a lot? Everybody's got things on their plate, but you still have time to consider his feelings, right? But he didn't consider your feelings. That's why he didn't make you Valentine. Are you understanding? Sometimes we just need to see things for what they really are. And one of my things when I was your age is I never used to see shit for what it really was. Because me, I came from loving household. So everybody just shows me love. Me, I think that when I go into the streets, everybody wants to show me love too. But you realize that not everybody has been shown love. So they cannot accept your own type of love. So he's already chosen who he wanted to do things with, which was his one girl that he decided to do Valentine's Day with. If you were his Valentine's Day, I mean, if you were his Valentine's, you would have been his Valentine. So rather than creating a narrative in your mind of what you think it is, actually look and see what the actions is showing you. So even if he took the piss, and you know you're seeing him now as you took the piss out of me, you know, you made a mockery of me. Don't ever look at it like this. Just look at it like, listen, I'm young, and you know men are gonna say many different things to me, and I pray that at some point in my life I'll meet a man who's not going to make that confusing for me, and he's just gonna say, you are my girl, you are the one I want,
I love you, I want to be with you. If they're not saying anything like that, just know that he's still got another babe that he's talking to. So to answer to your question, you're not a fool, but you need to mind the information that people say to you and not take them very personally. And that's difficult as a young girl trying to, you know, date at 21. But don't take everything that someone tells you and make it a thing like, oh, they're telling the truth. They can lie. They can lie to you. Everybody is young now. They can lie. You two, rather than spending your energy as well, waiting and trying to talk to, go and talk to somebody else. And in fact, at your age, I even want you to fucking face your books. Be the best version of yourself. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I am.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I want you to be the best version of yourself.
Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
I know what I'm saying sounds like, oh, that's very mummy, but I actually want you to be the best version of yourself, which means where you are right now in terms of school and everything, focus on things like that. I'm not going to lie to you. All these small boys and everything, after a while, you're going to really see that it was really just a waste of time. And if someone is not giving you action straight away from the jump, from the beginning, just take it for what they're showing you. If they're saying that, oh no, I love you, but you didn't make me your Valentine's, you didn't try to talk to me, you didn't try to, you know, reassure me. He's already telling you the decision, but you are just not wanting to see it. Are you getting?
Yeah, I am.
Hello? Are you still there, princess?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, amazing.
Yes.
So is there anything else you want to ask on that, like, that you didn't understand? Or are you good?
Oh, no. Yes, I'm really good. You explained it very well to me.
Okay,
I really
babe.
Appreciate your advice for
real. No, seriously, I appreciate you asking me as well. I appreciate you calling to ask me because it is a very, that age, obviously, people will be saying things to you and you'll be taking it thinking, oh, it's facts. But don't overthink situations like that because you're still so young. If one bobo is not acting right, go to another. Go and venture out and see other things. Like, you understand? If someone is making you not their main babe, then you'll be like, okay, you didn't make me my own babe. You're blocked, you're deleted. See you later. You know, let it be gone from the jump. Don't sit there and try to, like, create narratives and stories in your head. Okay?
Okay. Oh, wait, I do have a question.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, I was going to ask, this is the last question. I was going to ask, so if he does come back and be like, oh, I've changed, I do want to take you seriously.
It's a lie. Don't let anybody show you something more than once. Once is enough. Are you getting me? If he didn't show you this first pepper, you didn't see it, you don't understand it, the next pepper will be bigger. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if he's telling you that, oh, no, actually, no, he should have known from the jump. He should have known from the beginning that, okay, I like you. But he made somebody else his Valentine. That's already speaking volumes to me. So if he comes back and he starts saying, oh, I love you. You're the baby of my eyeball. You're the sweet cake. I love you. You're a sexy person. Then you say, I'm not interested. You made your decision. You made your decision. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, darling. You good?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, babe.
You
too. You're so sweet. Have an amazing day. Thank you for calling, okay? Love you lots. Bye. Love you. You see that I have this protection thing about me, maybe because I've got siblings, but shit like that actually riles me up because they actually think like these little boys, they really love them. And it's just like, you didn't make me your Valentine. Are you a bitch? You took another girl. You made her your Valentine. Are you fucking mad? If someone did that to my little sister, I can squeeze you. I can't. Bitch. But in her mind, she thinks, you know, as a young person, you think like, this is my man, you know? And I remember also being that age where it's like, I remember one time I was dating this guy and he was really popular. He's more popular than me. And, I don't want to tell you what he was doing as a job because fucking hell, like, it's self-explanatory, like, But, and even how we met as well, crazy. But I used to pull up at events, like things that he was doing at his events and stuff like that. And he'd be like, yeah, you just stay over there. Yeah, just stay over there. Like, you know, if you see me walking about, you know, like, and you know, I'm talking to females and that, just know it's all work related. Are you fucking stupid? At the time, I was just like a little princess. Okay, that's fine. But me now, I swear that I would just go to this stage. I would take the mic. This is my boyfriend. You see that boy there? Like, I'm so different now. But when I was 21, I was so gentle. I was so, like I said, I'm coming from a loving, my mom is very loving. So I got a big shock when I realized, like, all you people are not even loved. That's the reason why you were a bitch to me. So he used to basically tell me, you know, go to that side. You know, if you see me walking with anybody, just know that it's all work related. Like the whole event, I would not talk to him. And I'm there for my boyfriend. Like, does it make sense? But when you're that age, a lot of things just sort of, you just think, well, he's at work, so, you know. But that's insane. So anyone doing that, you know, I mean, we're talking what? I was 21, a couple years ago. But any young person out there whose man is saying that to them, it's just because they have another baby. They have another girl. But you two, go and find yourself another spec. That's the problem that us around that age, I'm not saying go and do sex. Me, so quick sex. I just said, if someone is, you know, someone you're dating or talking to is giving off that energy, like, you know, when I'm at work, don't come next to me. Then you two, when you're going out as well, have your own bubble that's next to you, a new one. And it's like, yeah, me too, I'm at work. I've got my work colleague beside me. Let's do tit for tat. And I think that really is something I wish I did, because I let them get away with stuff like that, thinking that they were doing, I'm doing work. So because you're doing work, you can't talk to me. People can't see you as my, that's weird. So yeah, I thought that was really sweet, but yeah, play them at their own game. That's my advice on that. Thank you guys so much for watching Gracefully Said. You know, it's been a beautiful Tuesday. I want to see you next week. Be here on time. I don't know what time it's going to be, but we'll let you know. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Don't just watch for free. Make sure you subscribe, you like, and you leave a comment that I'm a sexy bitch. Love you. See you.